I'm Chris Lawrence, and this is the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. You know, the natural gas industry is growing by leaps and bounds in West Virginia. And now the DNR has created a guide that will help the industry, as well as landowners, use that development to benefit the state's wildlife resources. I'll tell you more about it coming up after this. The DNR recently came out with a guide to assist drillers, gas producers, and landowners in the best practices for restoring drilling sites and pipeline rights-of-way to best benefit West Virginia's wildlife. Biologist Steve Rao was a member of the committee that developed the guide.
It's a non-regulatory guide that helps with landowners and producers, regulating agencies to better enhance wildlife habitat after the infrastructure of oil and gas has been developed.
Now, the law requires reclamation on those drilling sites and other disturbances, and since it has to be done, the idea here is why not do it in such a way that you leave it in some cases even better than when you found it.
This guide provides some information on different seeding mixes and things that can be done with the log piles and the brush that's removed for pipeline right-of-ways, and some other things for habitat improvement, cutback borders, waterhole development, stuff like that.
For example, instead of just sowing any old grass back on the site, why not pick a grass that has maximum nutritional value, like timothy or orchard grass? What's more, clearing back the forest to make way for a drilling rig isn't necessarily a bad thing if done properly. In fact, habitat diversity has become one of the top goals of DNR managers in recent years.
Yes, they can. Yes. Yeah, they can have positive benefits, and then for some species, early successional habitat is a very important habitat type for many game and non-game wildlife species.
Rao does admit it can be slightly more expensive to take the measures they've suggested, but he says the industry is embracing it.
Industry representatives were involved in developing this. They were involved, as was other state agencies and NGOs. They had a big part in this. Working with them to see, what needs to be by regulation done, and how can we provide some other alternatives to enhance the wildlife habitat.
And that's good news, as gas and oil drilling are expected to become a bigger part of West Virginia's landscape in the years ahead. This guide can serve as a starting point to making the profitable industries pay dividends in the long run for wildlife. I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report.